It was kind of shocking to me because 2 weeks ago we heard there might be a shortfall of 12 million, and then all of a sudden I heard yesterday 17 million.
Democratic Councilwoman Janie Iwamoto says up until then she was under the impression that the county's budget was pretty much on track.
About a month ago when we were talking about the budget, we were, cautiously optimistic.
So optimistic that the county was talking about giving 1% pay raises to its more than 3,500 employees, but instead settled on a one-time bonus for employees earlier this summer. Now, Republican Councilman David Wild says the council is looking at two options, increasing taxes or cutting services.
I haven't known until just this past week. And to be honest with you, I'm still not clear why we weren't informed before now. And apparently it's somewhat of a surprise to the mayor's office as well. And so I guess the mayor is going to be talking with his department heads, and they're going to give us their feedback on the cutbacks they would need to make in order to solve this problem without a tax increase. And then we're going to have to decide, can we live with those, or are we going to bite the bullet and raise taxes?
Wild says the council will be looking at every possibility not to raise taxes because the current proposed tax hike to make up the shortfall is 27%. Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon says the shortfall was discovered when the county was doing their mid-year budget projections and says it shows the county is still coming out of a recession.
We realized that there were some revenues that weren't quite what were projected initially, and so we had to make some adjustments there, and next year we'll have to deal with those adjustments and then also deal with normal issues like health care. We also have a general election in 2012, so we're going to have to figure out how to pay for that. And so there's just a lot of little pieces every time you put together a budget.
The council says they are going to reestablish a joint budget committee that will meet several times a month with members of the mayor's office to discuss the financial situation between now and the end of the year. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.